Susan Robb for Teachers for a New Era. I'm talking with Elizabeth Page, who is Director of Member Services, Communications, and New Projects at IBBY, which is the International Board on Books for Young People and is focused on making sure that we have literacy around the world all the time and in the future. So, Liz, thank you for joining me. Tell me, if you could, that was a brief thought about IBBY, but how do you define IBBY and what its mission is?
Well, IBBY is a network of experts all around the world who are working to bring children and books together. We have members in 71 countries. We have individual members in 7 other countries where there's no national section. And all these people work autonomously together, and that often are an umbrella group in a country of all children's literature. They could be an institution and these sort of people. But everybody is working towards the same aim: literacy, bringing children and books together.
And I know there are IBBY regions, some that are new and emerging. What are some of your newer regions?
Well, we're working at the moment on Africa mainly. We're focusing on Africa. Last year we had 2 new sections in Zambia and Zimbabwe, which are fledgling sections, and they're finding their feet now. And now we're having more talks in the Middle East. Just today, maybe the United Arab Emirates would be interested, and maybe we're looking at Oman and Syria.
Now, in the USMS version of it, a conference. So tell us when that's coming and what might we expect with that.
Well, this is going to be a very interesting international conference. It's going to be held in St. Charles, just west of Chicago in Illinois, at the beginning of October, from 2nd to 4th of October. The program is very good. What I know, there's been international authors and illustrators. Sean Tan from Australia will be there. I know there'll be a writer from Israel. Carmen Diana Dearden from Banco de Libro, the winner of the 2007 ALMA Award, will be giving the Dorothy Briley lecture. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole bunch of international people coming, and Ana Maria Machado, for instance, is giving a keynote lecture as well. And Patsy Aldana, our IBBY president, will be there as well to talk.
Now, do people need to be IBBY members to go to the conference, or can other people sign up? Do you know?
I think it's open to everyone. They have a website that's coming up online very shortly, but you can always go to the www.usbby.org.
Okay, and what about some of the special initiatives that IBBY is known for, things like Children in Crisis?
This is a very exciting project. It's a program we set up following the tsunami disaster at the end of 2005, or the beginning of 2005. And the Children in Crisis program has started from this. We discovered that so many children are becoming in crisis through wars, through civil disturbances, natural disasters, and this is the tsunami set this off. And we did some fundraising for that and did very well, and we managed to set up these projects. Very shortly after that, we helped build a library in Pakistan. We helped, and currently we have projects in Gaza, which is very difficult at the moment, as you can imagine. We're having great deal of problems there because of the recent war there. We had a very successful project in Lebanon, helping the children with the anger management after the war there. And we have a project in Colombia with street children and children who were dislocated from their homes for war or downright poverty. Mm-hmm. And we're very excited with this. And in May, we're going to bring some experts together from Afghanistan, Tajikistan, and Iran to try and help introduce more of a reading culture in Afghanistan. We're having a small meeting in Turkey with these experts from these countries, which we hope will be profitable, and then we can move forward in Afghanistan with reading and literacy.
And it must be very helpful and gratifying with the people who are on the ground there struggling with that to have an organization like IBBY arrive.
Absolutely. Yes, they need this help. They know that they're not alone. This is the main thing. They're not alone, and there's people like themselves working all over the world, and we can call on their expertise to help.
Liz, thank you for talking with me, and we'll look forward to, in the U.S., hosting that conference.
You're welcome. I hope to be there myself as well. Thank you.